Okay, today we're learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba. It's at the beginning of the line. Amar Rav Nachman, the first words on the line. So Rav continues to discuss Avodah Zarah, where the method of worship is with a stick. So he explains using the stick that you use to worship the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman Rabba Ravu Amar Rav. Avodah Zarah Shavdin Osa B'Makal. If you have an Avodah Zarah, that the method of worship is with a stick. Shavar makal b'fnei chayiv. If you break a stick in front of it, you're going to be chayiv. Vine aseres, and the stick itself becomes aser. Zorak makal b'fnei chayiv v'ena aseres. If you throw the stick in front of it, you're chayiv if that's the derech of avoda of that avoda zara. But nevertheless, the stick itself is not going to become aser because that's not an avoda that's ke'ein avodas pnim. That is not the type of avoda, the method of avoda that resembles anything that we do in the Beis Hamikdash. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Maishna Shavar Davila Ke'en Zvicha Zorak Nami Avila Ke'en Zrika. So he says, well, why should there be a difference? When it comes to breaking it, we say, well, that's very similar to Shechita, and that's why it's going to become Aser. But when you throw it also, we should say that's very similar to Zrika Sadam on the Mizbeach, and therefore it does have a parallel in the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back to him, in order for the Zrika to be Ke'en Avodah to be chayiv on it, the inan zrika mishtaberes v'leka. You would need the kind of zrika that would break up into a bunch of pieces, like when you throw the dam scatters a little bit. But throwing a stick, nothing happens to the stick. Elameyata, so says the Gemara, if zrika of tekrovus avodah zarah does not become aser unless it's mishtaberes, unless it breaks up avnei base markolis, an avodah zarah made out of stones, the markolis avodah zarah, where the derech avodah is to throw stones at it, and the Mishnah said that the Avana become Asur Bana. Well, Bameye Asru, how do they become Asur Bana? It's not as Rika Mishtaberes, the stones don't shatter as you throw them. Amalei Afle Didi Kashalir of Nachman said to Rav, you know, I had the same Kasha, Vishilte the Rabba Baravua, and I therefore asked that Kasha to Rabba Baravua, Vrabba Baravua Lechia Barav, and Rabba Baravua asked the Kasha to Chia Barav, Vichia Barav the Rav, and Chia Barav asked the Kasha to Rav, Vamalei Nasa Kimagadalavod's Chav. And he said, when you throw a stone onto the Markulis, it's as if you are growing the Avodah Zarah itself, because Markulis is made out of stones, so any additional stones you throw on it make it into a larger Avodah Zarah, and that's why the stones become Asur. They become not a Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, they become an Avodah Zarah itself. So even though the Zrika is not a Zrika Mishtaberes that would parallel the Zrika's Pnim, it would still be Asur. But if you throw a stick in front of an Avodah Zarah, the stick does not become part of the Avodah Zarah, so the only reason it would be Asur would be if it would count as a Tekrovus, but it doesn't count as a Tekrovus because it's not a Zrika Mishtaberes. So says Mar Hanich Leman Yam Rav Tzchum Shalav Chav Masur Miyad. That works very well if you hold like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that holds that when you have an Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Chavim, as soon as it's made, it becomes Asur. So the Avnei Markulis become Asur right away as soon as you throw it onto the Avodah Zarah, even though it was not yet worshipped as such. But if you hold that an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Chavim only becomes Asur once it's actually worshipped, the new stone you have thrown onto the Markolis should not become Asur instantly because it has not yet been worshipped. So Rav Nachman said the Avnei Markolis are considered as if they are worshipped because each one with its Rika becomes an Avodah Zarah and becomes Tekroves for the other stones that are there. So each of the stones has been worshipped by the stone that was thrown after it. Meaning, yes, every stone has been worshipped as long as there was another stone thrown on it afterwards. So then the last stone should be Mutter because there was no stone thrown in it after. He says, yeah, if you could identify what was the last stone thrown in that Avodah Zarah, then in Chinami, it would not be Asur Bana. Ravashi Amar Kalachas Vachas Nachas Tekrovus Liatzma Vitekrovus L'Chavirta. Ravashi says Another reason why all the Avnim are Kolos HaRasir, even the last one, is because each one becomes a Tekrovis for itself, meaning it becomes the Avodah Zarah and the Tekrovis of itself, the Tekrovis of the Avodah Zarah. So main point over here, two explanations why the stones of Makolos become Asir, either because they become part of the Avodah Zarah itself and are subsequently worshipped by the next stone, or they become part of the Avodah Zarah itself and are immediately assumed to have been worshipped. They're immediately assumed to have been worshipped by the very fact that they were thrown on there in the first place. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Gidol that only that which has a parallel Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash would be subject to the Isser of Tikroves Avodah Zarah, and on Rava that only Zrika Mishtaberes is considered to be the type of Zrika that would parallel our Zrika in the Beis HaMikdash. So Tanan, the Mishnah says, Matzah Barosho Ksusah Moso Kelim, you find on the top of the Markolis, some clothing, some money, something like that. Other kelim, harelim mutarin. They're all mutarbah. No, because they're not made there to decorate, and they're not there to beautify the avodah zarah at all. Parchile and of matara shel shibalim v'yenos shmanu mislasos v'kol davar shekiyosu v'karv l'gam mizbeach aser. But if they put some types of fruits or grains on it, then it's going to be aser b'hana, because we assume that that's there to beautify the Markulis. So Bish, let me understand Muslasos Ikakain Pnim. I understand very well wines and oils and flowers. That has a parallel in the Beis HaMikdash, because we have such things with Nesachim on the Mizbeach and with Karbanos Mincha, the Ikakain Zrikam Shtaberis. And it's also the kind of thing that when you throw it breaks apart. Ela Parchile and Avmatarashal Shibalim, Lokain Pnimika, Velokain Zrikam Shtaberisika. But when you're talking about clusters of grapes and grain, then it's not something that has a parallel bifnim, and it's not something that says rikam shtaberes, because they don't break when you throw them. So that's a kasha on Rav Gidol, who said that something only becomes asras to krovus avodah zarah if it's shayich bifnim, and the kasha on Rav, who says that it has to be like a rikam shtaberes. Amar Rav Amrula shabitzer mitchil lekach, that the grapes and the Torah shibalim that we're talking about on top of the markolos are asr banah. When you put it there, l'shem the avodah zarah, that ma'isa is ke'en zvicha, which is bifnim. Okay, so main point over here: when you find things that decorate the avodah zarah, if it's clothing and the like that decorate a markolis that are on top of markolis, if it's clothing and kelim and the like, they are not aser b'hana. But if it's fruits, they are aser b'hana. So the Gemara discusses another din that emerges from this idea that avodah zarah, that Yichayiv is only when it's Ke'en Avodas Pnim. Amr Biva, Amr Biyochan, Minayin Lizoveich Behemah Balas Mum Lavodas Chav Mishu Pater. How do I know that if you shech the Behemah that's a Bal Mum to Avodah Zarah, that you're Pater? Shinemar, because the Pasuk tells us in the Torah, Zoveich Lelukim Yacharam Bilti, Leluhim Yacharam Bilti Lashem Levado. If you're Zoveich Leluhim, you're Zoveich to an Avodah Zarah, then Yacharam, then you should die. From the fact that it says Bilti Lashem Levado, we darshin Lo Asra Torah El, that what kind of zvich are you not allowed to do for the avodah zarah? That which should have been reserved bilti l'Hashem levado, the type of avodah that should be done specifically for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So havi barava b'may, Rava says, what kind of mum are we talking about? Ilema b'dukan shabayin, if we're talking about a cataract in the eye, hashal b'nei noach hazilugva b'bamaditu, if a bal mum like that, a ben noach, is allowed to bring on their own bama, because only behema that's mechusar Aver is considered a balmum for Ben Noach, Lavod Chav Mibai. So do you need to tell me that someone who shech such an animal for an Avod Zara, it's considered a Zvicha that's Ke'in Pnim? I mean, certainly that would be the case, because it is a kosher carbon for a Ben Noach. Elibum Chusrever, so we must be talking about where the animal's missing a limb, where a Ben Noach would not be able to use such an animal for a carbon. Okay, Rabbi Lazar, Damar Rabbi Lazar, Minayilim Chusrever, Shu Asul Ben Noach. And Rabbi Lazar is one that taught, how do we know that an animal that's missing a limb is no good for a Ben Noach? Shnemar u'mikol achayim mikol basar shnayim mikol. The pasuk in Parshas Noach tells us that before the mabul, Noach is told to bring to the teva to these animals. Amr Torah havei behema shechayin rashi evarin shela, that he's told to bring to the teva an animal that its limbs are intact, meaning not a mechusar evar. Says Gemara, Hayu mikol hachai mibayle lemutei treifa. No, but don't we already need that pasuk to tell me that he can't bring a treifa, that a treifa is not able to live, so you're not allowed to bring as a korban an animal that's a treifa. So it's a kasher and a blazer who thinks that it teaches that pasuk teaches me that you can't bring a mechusar evar milchayo zera nafka. No, a treifa we learn from the phrase lechayo zera, and therefore there's enough room in the pasuk to teach me that a mechusar evar cannot be brought either. Hanich leman yam a treifa ene yoledes. This works very well if you assume a treifa is not able to have offspring, and therefore lechayos zera is a valid way to exclude a treifa, because a treifa cannot be lechayos zera, cannot have offspring. Elman yam a treifa yoledes ma'ikel member. But if you hold the treifa can have offspring, how in the world does lechayos zera exclude a treifa? A treifa can also have zera. Amakra itcha itcha bedomenach. Now you know how we exclude a treifa, because Noach was told to bring itcha, which means bring animals that are similar to you, just like you're not a treifa. Bring animals that are not a treifa. Vidoma Noach gufei treifa hava. How do you know Noach wasn't a treifa? Now tamim ksivbe, because it calls him a tamim. That's how I know he's not a treifa. Tamim is the opposite of a treifa. He's physically complete. Says Gemara, physically, that's what it means when we call Noach a tamim. Dilma tamim bidrachav. Maybe tamim means that he was tamim in his midos. Says Mar tzaddik sivbe. Now there's another word that describes him, that describes his midos, and that's tzaddik. Says Mar, okay, dilma tamim bidrachav v'tzaddik bimasav. Maybe he's tamim in his midos and he's tzaddik in his actions. Midos and actions are different things. Midos are what a person feels, what a person is. Actions are what he does. So lo matzis amrit Noach gufei treifa hava. It simply can't be that Noach was a treifa. Dis al kadaitach Noach treifa hava. Amalei rachmanet kavasach ha'el shlemin lo ta'el. What? HaKadosh Baruch is telling him, bring animals that are like you. So if he's a treifa, what HaKadosh Baruch is telling him, dafka, bring animals that are treifos into the teva? That doesn't make sense. So hashda dinafka me'itach lehachya zera lamali. Okay, good. So now we learn from itach that a treifa cannot be brought into the teva, and that a treifa cannot be brought as a karvan even by a ben Noach, and therefore we're able to learn Rashi Evarin Shela from the pasuk that tells us mikol achai mikol basar shnayim mikol, but lahachio zera we still don't have a limud for, right? What are we going to do with lahachio zera? So lahachio zera lamali I itach havimina letzavsa dialma. You know what, if it only would have said itach, I would have thought that Noach was being told to just bring in company, animals that will keep him company for his own sake. Vafilu sris, vafilu zakin, vafilu sris. Even if the animal's old or the animal's a sris, where it's not a treifa, but it's not able to be molded. So kamashmal nachachio zera. That's why he's told that it's not enough to bring an animal that's not a treifa. He needs to bring in an animal that can actually be molded. So from the psukim in Parshas Noach, we derive that Noach had to bring animals that were not mechusar evar. He had to bring animals that were itach, that were not a treifa, that were like him. And from Lachia Zera, that animals, he had to bring animals that dafka are able to have offspring. Let's go a little weiter. So the Gemara explains the din by Zvicha, that's Shaykh Bifnim for Avodah Zarah, when it's not the derech of the Avodah Zarah. Let's see what that means. Amar Blazer. Minay l'shochet b'hem l'markolus shu chayiv. Markolus, you're not supposed to shecht things in front of. I mean, that's not the derech avodah of Markolus. You throw rocks at it. How do I know that if a person shechts an animal to a Markolus that he's going to be chayiv? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'yizbuchu od es zivcheihem la'si'irim. So there's an isser to shecht avodah zarah. Imenu in the kedarka, so we don't need to tell me that it's asur to shecht when it's the derech to shecht toward the avodah zarah. D'chsev eicha yavdu agoyim eile seloheim. So because the pasuk already tells me that you're not allowed to worship an avodah zarah in its derech. So tenayu inyan l'shalo kedarka. So it must be it's teaching me that you're not even allowed to shecht an animal for avodah zarah, even when that's not the normal way of worshiping that avodah zarah. Ask the gemara v'ha l'achiyudasa is v'lo yizbu Baruch Hu teaching me that shechting to avodah zarah even when shelo kedarkei you're going to be chayiv? Hami ba'ilei lecha d'tanya. But don't we already need that pasuk to teach me what it says in the following brisa by the isser of being makriv shchut echutz? It says ad kanu medaber b'kachim sheikdishon b'shas isra abamos, that up until this point we're talking about being makriv animals that we were makdish at the time where bamos were aser after the mishkan was built. That bamos became aser v'kriven b'shas isra abamos, and you were makriv them when bamos were aser shrei onshan amur, because that's where the Torah tells me the onesh shenemar vel pesach al ma'adoyavio. Onesh shamanu asara minayim, but where do we find that it's actually us? We only find the onesh. Tamalomer pentalo secha. That's what the pasuk says. Pentalo secha. Uchdi Rabbi Avnam Rabila. Dam Rabbi Avnam Rabila. Kol makom shnemar hishamer pen vaal. Ein al belos asay. Whenever you have the word pen or hishamer or al, it always means alos asay. Mikan ve'elach, from that pasuk of the man asher yaviu and on, who medaber bekatchim shektishim b'shas heter abamos ve'krivan b'shas isra abamos. The pasuk shifts to talk about animals that you were makdish while bamos were mutter, but were only makriv after bamos became aser, after the mishkan was erected. These are animals that were mutter to shecht when there were bamos that were mutter. That even though the hakdasha of that zevach was at a time that was mutter, now it becomes aser. Al pnei asadim lamish kol zevach b'bama b'shas isra bamos malav akasuk kil zevach. Al pnei asadim, that if you shecht an animal on a bama when bamos are not permissible, it's like shechting an animal avodah zarah. That's what we associate it with. Veviyum Hashem zum mitzvah sasei. Pasuk goes on veviyum Hashem that there's a mitzvah sasei to bring the zevach dafka to the Olam Haba, dafka to Hashem. And if you fail to do so, it's a violation of mitzvah sasei. Mitzvahs lo saseh minayin. How do I know that there's a mitzvah lo saseh not to bring on a bama outside of the Olmoi? Tamalomar v'lo yizbuchu od esiv chayhem. Yachli anush kareis. You might think that you're chayiv kareis if you were makdish when bamos were mutter, and then makriv when bamos were aser. Tamalomar chukas olam tia zos lahem. Zos lahem v'lo acheres lahem. That there's a mitzvah saseh and a lo saseh, but there is nothing beyond that. There is no chiyuv kares. What do you see from this brisa? That the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu odes evcheihem was talking about shchut echutz on a bama if you were makdish the animal when bamos were mutter. But it's not about shchita l'avodah zarah when it's not the derech bekach, like shchita to a markolis. So how do you know the ashara for shchita to markolis? Amareva karibe v'lo yizbuchu v'karibe velo od. The ashara not to shecht the markolis is also derived from the same pasuk, because from the word od that it says, that's extra. So you read the pasuk as velo is going on the zvicha, that there's an ashara velo yizbechu, and you read the velo going on the od, that it says, if it says velo od, and therefore there are two laven in the pasuk, one of them telling me not to shecht bachutz, even if you're makdish the animal b'shas heter bamos, and one of them to tell me not to shecht avodah zarah, even when that's not the derech of the avodah zarah. So main point over here, that from the pasuk velo yizbechu od, we darshan two isurim, an isur to shecht an animal that you were makdish b'shas heter bamos, to nisur shechted b'shas iser bamos, and an iser to shecht an animal to avodah zarah when it's not the derech avoda of that avodah zarah in that way. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah.